What's up, guys? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 22 of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me, as always, are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, we're going to jump straight into the business. Be sure to check out the show description. You can find links to our website, thebluepodcast.com, links to our social media, our email address, and also links if you want to sign up to listen to the show ad-free. There's a link for Spotify, and there's a link for every other platform. It's just $1 a month, if that's your thing. And we want to give a huge thank you to our subscribers, don't we, guys?
We sure do.
Yeah. We got a lot of super cool comments from our fans on Spotify. Do you guys want to hear about them?
Yes, sir.
Now, guys, we get so many of these, I have to kind of zip through them, okay? But we've got some familiar names and some new names, and here we go. We've got Poppy, Michaela, Alexis, who says she always looks forward to Tuesday. That's when our episodes come out. Alex, we got Jaden, who lives in Australia and says, more Henry.
Nice.
Alice says that we're epic. Aaliyah says more of Stella. Extreme Bluey fan asks if we're excited for the episode that we were talking about that's going to be long called The Sign. And yes, we are. We don't know what The Sign is, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about.
There's a lot of fans who think they have some ideas, but I'm not going to speculate. Steven gives us 10 out of 5 stars. Sarah, Draven, probably my favorite username of this entire week, Wolf Dragon Gal.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cloud One says that they don't have Walmart or Home Depot in Australia.
Oh.
We were talking about those stores in the episode Flat Pack. Eleanor, Ada, Matt, who says more, Stella. Are you going to make that come true for the fans, Stella?
We'll have to see.
Okay. Alice gives us a ton of stars. Liani, I hope I'm saying that right. You told me how to pronounce it, and I'm not sure if I got that once. More Stella. Somebody whose username begins with an H and ends with 14 says more Stella. I'm starting to notice a bit of a theme here. Caden says they listen with their brother every day while playing Xbox. We play Xbox up in here, don't we, guys?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you guys do.
The cool ones do.
Hey.
Ada asks if we got the message from her Nana. Yeah, we sure did. And mentions their friend Oscar. Rob gave us a, you see, kids, the lesson is, that I loved, and it was that this is the best podcast in the world. So how about that?
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you. Kaylor, I hope I'm not getting trolled with that. We got some reviews on Apple Podcasts, and we love that, guys. Listen, when you guys leave 5-star reviews, not only does it make me feel better about myself, it also helps people find the show. We heard from Lucy. Ellie is 9 and likes Stella the most.
Come on, people.
Right?
Just kidding. We like Stella, too.
Smart Lass wants to hear more Henry.
Nice.
Clap, clap, clap on that username, by the way. Nova is 5 and likes listening at bedtime.
Aw, I love that name.
And said, you make me laugh.
Aw, thanks, Nova.
And the username is Martin. And the message said they love listening with mommy at home and in the car.
Aw, that's sweet.
Thank you guys so much. Isn't that cool, guys?
It sure is. We love hearing from all of you. Thank you so much for reaching out to us and telling us how much you like the show. It makes us feel so good about what we're doing.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. And thank you to everyone who says they want to hear more of me.
Guys, we just got done watching Bus.
There's not much traffic today, so we should be there very soon.
Oh, great.
Unless something slows us down, of course, but that probably won't happen. Psh, doors open. Oh, no.
This is one of my favorite episodes of Bluey of all time. Who would like the privilege of telling us what was going on at the beginning of this excellent episode? Yes, the young man to my right.
At the beginning of the episode, Bandit is driving a bus, and he stops at the next bus stop, and then Chili gets on.
And where does she say she's wanting to go?
To the museum.
I noticed right away that she seemed really shy getting on the bus. Did it seem that way to you guys?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you notice that Bandit was singing the most rockin' tune of all time at the beginning? Stella, what song was he singing?
Wheels on the Bus.
And what do the wheels on the bus do, Stella?
Go round and round.
Can you sing it for us?
No.
I can sing it.
Guys, Stella is actually an amazing singer. Maybe one of these days we'll get her to sing for you. Bandit tells Chili that they can get there fast unless something slows them down, which, of course, is never going to happen. But then, dun, dun, dun.
Here come my grannies.
Where are the grannies headed?
They are headed to Mahjong.
Yep.
Of course.
To Mahjong. First thing when they're getting on the bus, Rita, who is Bingo, has an issue. What is it, Amanda?
She's a little bit gassy and seems to fart as soon as she gets on the bus.
Yeah, she's got a bit of a problem with that. Listen, my grandma was kind of like that, and she was unapologetic. Listen, that's just part of life. That's how it goes.
It's true.
Janet asks Chili where she's headed. And when she tells her, Stella, what bus does Janet tell her she should have taken?
19.
But Rita says it should have been something else. What was it?
21.
Very good. Very good. Chili admits to the grannies her secret. Henry, what is it?
That she's secretly in love with the bus driver.
She sure is. And boy, Janet has some things to say about that.
Oh, really? He's a bit hairy, isn't he?
Not for me.
Oh, well, wonderful. You two can get married and have bus babies. I'll let him know.
Oh, bus babies. Every single time it makes me laugh like nobody's business. The grannies tell Chili that don't worry, we'll slow the bus down. Amanda, what's their strategy here?
They're going to make the bus driver stop as many times as they can so Chili can ride the bus longer so she can try to get the nerve to tell the bus driver that she loves him.
It seems like Jana is the main troublemaker here, who is played by Bluey. Amanda, what's the very first place they stop at?
They stop at the sausage shop.
And she acts like she's going to get off, but then changes her mind. And where do they go next, Amanda?
They need to stop at the library because Janet needs a cookbook, she said.
But
actually, I can't read.
The bus driver's getting pretty annoyed and says that passengers should only ding the bell if they intend to get off. And the grannies try to get Chili to tell him that she loves him right then, and she won't. The next place they stop is probably my favorite of the stops. And what's that, Henry?
The motorbike shop.
Janet says she's going to buy one. Did you think she was really going to buy one?
No.
Why didn't she buy one?
There were no pink ones there.
Now just imagine if there had been and she bought one.
I think she would be driving down the Mahjong in the coolest vehicle of all.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I don't think I'd want to be anywhere near her, though, while she was driving.
Oh, wow. I would agree with that. Chili says she just wants to wait until tomorrow to tell the bus driver her secret. In the meanwhile, Rita mentions that she can't find Boopsy. Who is Boopsy, Stella?
Her pet snake.
And the camera does a quick pan out, and where's it at?
Around Bandit's neck.
Oh my gosh, that cracked me up so much. Did you think that was funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he gets into a pretty big battle with the snake, and Chili yells out some advice to him. What was it, Amanda?
The snake bit him, and she yells out to suck out the poison.
Yeah, that's an actual thing, if you guys didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Rita takes over to drive the bus. And I got to tell you, I have seen some grannies drive like Rita did. Right away, they hit something. What was it, Stella?
a sheep.
Yeah, it goes flying off the windshield. Bandit was really funny about that. Janet is supposed to do something about it, but what does she do instead, Henry?
She says, oh, time for a nano nap. And then she's dreaming of sausages.
You know, I dream of sausages sometimes.
Sometimes I dream for breakfast sausage patties.
Something bad happens, though, in the bus. Stella, what is it?
The steering wheel comes off.
Yeah, it comes off right in Rita's hands. And what a mess. Chili's trying to fix it. She gets it in there, but there's something else wrong. And what is it, Amanda?
The brakes are gone.
Gone. And the bus driver told her that it was the big block on the floor. Who has the block, Amanda?
Rita has it.
And what does she think it is?
Rita thought it was a Lamington.
Do you know what that is?
I'm going to guess like a cake.
Yeah, it's like a cake, okay. A sponge cake, and they'll cover it in chocolate.
Oh, well, that does not sound like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, is there anybody in here who thinks that would be right uptown? Anybody? Show of hands.
Me.
Well, you guys can't really see this, I guess, because it's an audio podcast, but everybody raised their hands. Stella, do you like cake with chocolate icing?
Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't? Well, Rita continues having her digestive problems, and Janet tells Chili, you have to tell him. But then they're getting ready to crash into something. And what is it, Henry?
A custard factory.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, Bandit tries to save the day and he grabs the grannies. And what does he call them, Henry? Do you remember?
Old chooks.
Yeah, old chooks. Do you remember what that means?
No.
Stella?
A chicken.
Yeah, chickens. And they call them chooks, like chook, 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 right? Chicken. They jump off the bus and somehow they all manage to survive, sprawled out on the floor. And what did Rita say about it?
This isn't Mahjong. That's for sure.
Chili digs deep and finally tells the bus driver her secret.
There's something I've been meaning to tell you, but keep putting it off till tomorrow. But now I think I'm going to tell you today. I'd like to get married and have your bus babies.
Oh.
Well, that made the grannies excited, but there was a twist. And Henry, what was it?
The bus driver was married to a giraffe.
Stella, do you remember the bus driver's wife's name?
Was it Stretchy Pants?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Oh, Stretchy Pants, I was so scared. We almost hit a custard factory.
But the grannies aren't going to let that rest. What do they do, Stella?
Janet says, we'll see about that. And then they run at him and jump on him.
Yeah. And poor that Bandit. Was the episode. Henry, did we forget anything?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we did. Well, you know what it's time for.
Did we learn anything today?
Who would like to tell us what were we supposed to learn today?
I can go. So what I think the lesson is don't put off tomorrow what you can do today.
Okay. So Chili was going to wait until the next day, but instead she just needs to get it done. And who knows, how long was she riding that bus?
Exactly.
Not telling him.
Yeah.
Henry, do you have anything to add to that?
No, but never let Rita drive.
Okay, I'll take that. Stella, what about you?
This isn't really a lesson, but like whenever the whole family is playing something together and doing something together, it's always a lot more fun.
So that's what I was going to say. So thanks for stealing mine. But no, you're right. Whenever they all go all in and play together, they seem to have the most fun. It's not always the easiest thing to not feel self-conscious and just go all in. But man, that's when you tend to have the most fun, is when you just take that big step. And that's also the lesson that we got from Chili. When you go ahead and go all in and take that big step, that's how you get the results. That's how you do it. Does anyone have any parting thoughts about the episode?
Just that this is one of my absolute favorite Bluey episodes. I love the grannies.
I
They're
do too.
Awesome.
One thing I have to say is that the grannies are my classic favorite characters in this show, and hopefully there can be more episodes with them in it.
I really like this episode.
Do you like the grannies?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny? They kind of remind me of my grandma. You can see that, right, Stella, with the sassiness that she had?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely see that in her. I could see her telling the bus driver to move over and she was just going to drive the bus. Do you think she would have done that?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, guys, we think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.